Thank you very much, Mr. Gladstone. Carl Rogers, I always make the same mistake. When debating with Carl Rogers, I always assume that he will make no effort to influence the audience. And then I have to follow him and speak, as I'm speaking now, to a group of people who are very far from free to accept my views. In fact, I was just reminded of a story that I once heard about Carl Rogers, and I'll tell it now, hoping to confirm or have him deny it. I suppose it is apocryphal, at least I'm sure it has grown in its dimensions. The story, as I heard it, is as follows. Carl Rogers was never much of a duck hunter, but he was persuaded upon one occasion to go duck hunting. He and some friends went into a blind and sat through a dreary, cold, early dawn, and no ducks arrived until the very end of the time when shooting was possible. Finally, one lone duck came in, and his friends allowed him to shoot, and he did. At the same time, along the shore, a few hundred yards away, another man shot at the same duck. The duck fell, plop. Dr. Rogers got out of the blind and started toward the duck. The other man got out of the blind, and his blind started toward the same duck. They arrived at the same moment. Dr. Rogers turned to him and said, "You feel that this is your duck." Story was that the end of it is that Dr. Rogers brought the duck home. I shall do my best to prevent a similar...
I think first I'd like to clear up this duck story. There's a great deal of truth in that story, except for the punchline. Instead of saying, you feel that you shot the duck, we resorted instead to a procedure very highly regarded in scientific circles. We flipped a coin, and that proved that I had shot the duck.